Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jeff Hathorne has joined the fray, and it's been quite a fray today, thanks to our friend Limits standing up for his beliefs on Barry Bonds. But Jeff, you have some treats for us. That means less work for me. I'd like to sit back and let you deliver the treats, so to speak, to Bob and I.
And I'm not sure if Bob was here for this. I know you guys discussed your 25th anniversary Pirates team.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Yes. So let's compare.
Please. I don't remember mine, but I'd love to.
Jason Kendall's the catcher.
Yes, we thought about Russell Martin, but Kendall was the guy.
Cervelli had a nice little run, but...
Yeah. But not as long as Kendall.
Cervelli, the sitting in the chair giving love advice was one of the best scoreboard things they ever did.
Tremendous.
It was. And he had that rose in his big still store of himself with a rose in his mouth.
It was insane.
But Kendall hit 300 like a bunch of times in the 2000s, including 320.
I mean, his hits in the 2000s were 185, 161, 154, 191, and 183.
Wow.
I mean, that's, you do that today and you'd be an all-star every year.
First base.
Unquestionably. Josh
Bell.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there weren't.
I mean, LaRoche had some good seasons.
After May,
That's been a, and I guess the fact that we're mentioning those two guys over a quarter century tells you how bad things have been.
How about this stat? Since LaRoche in 2009, 13 different players have been the primary first baseman.
And that's not a surprise.
Listed? I do not have them all listed. 13 since 2009.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, from Rowdy to, I mean, Bell was the only one that had a sustained run.
Sutsugo.
It was just a new guy every year.
Pedro for a year.
Who was their opening day first baseman this year, Jeff? Wrong. Andy Rodriguez.
Wow.
Is that incredible or what?
That is incredible.
I think Joe likes saying wrong.
Second base.
Wrong.
He doesn't hesitate. Wrong.
The Pittsburgh kid.
Yeah, Neil Walker.
No argument there.
No.
Aki Iwamura, what are you kidding me?
No, wait a second. I can't remember who I chose.
Only his knee brace.
Because I want to play golf with Neil Walker, and I don't want to jeopardize that.
You just did.
But Freddie Sanchez won a batting title.
At third. He was a third baseman.
Correct.
When he won the
you pointed that out, didn't you, Limits? Who cheated and tried to make him a third baseman? You?
It wasn't me. I wasn't here. I was on vacation.
No, but he was at the time.
Was it you?
It was me.
I know, you're right. He played 92 games at third that year. All right, Neil Walker.
But still, your point is well taken. He was an all-star. He led the majors with batting average.
He was so good, but
But only one year, basically.
Neil Walker.
Pedro Alvarez at third. Any doubts there? Or are you going, because of the batting title, are you going to?
Well, the other guy who had a couple of great years was Aramis Ramirez. But, I guess I'll go Pedro. I have a soft spot for Pedro.
This is the same problem you have at first base. We should have more. In 25 years, you should have fewer names and better names.
Pedro was a home run champ 1 year.
He was.
Yeah, 36.
But didn't Ramirez hit 30 a couple times, or am I wrong about that?
He did.
I liked Ramirez.
He was really good. How about this for third base? Not Key Brian Hayes.
Yeah.
Unless you need a defensive replacement.
Do you guys remember this moment with Ramirez at Three Rivers? It's when he had come up, went 0 for 24. They sent him to the minors. He came back, and I think he was 0 for his first couple of bats, and all of a sudden, just spontaneously, the crowd just started clapping and getting up on their feet.
I do remember that.
And he lined a double down the left field line. Mm. It was one of the cool, because it wasn't, the scoreboard wasn't telling them to do it. There wasn't an obvious moment. It was like, man, this guy needs something.
Yes.
And the fans just got, it was so cool. It was one of those spontaneous moments that I loved.
Listen to this, Jeff. 1 year, 2001, Ramirez had 34 homers, 112 RBIs, and batted 300 with a 536 slug. Does anybody here remember that he came back to the Pirates in 2015 under Hurdle? I had completely forgotten. Anyone?
No.
Limits? Do you remember that?
No.
And he got 214 at-bats for a team that won 90-some games. How did we miss it?
So the Pirates got a big haul for him, right, when they traded him? Shortstop.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick.
I went with Jack Wilson over the Candlestick.
How about his son? He's a star. I think he's going to be the – he's leading – he's been like 349. He's going to be a starter in the All-Star game.
And listen, I thought about Jordy. I did.
He was good, but he wasn't –
But Jack was nine seasons.
He was good.
And his war was – defensive war was 21.3. That's just superior than anything they've had. Left field.
Hold on a second, Jeff. I have a stat here. Did I miss Aramis Ramirez's whole career? What happened here? He got MVP votes in five different seasons when he played for the Cubs. How many career home runs did Aramis Ramirez have, Bob? Wrong.
I don't know.
Jeff?
Wrong.
375.
That's very close. Limits? Wrong.
380.
386.
Oh, there we go.
Jeff, this guy was a borderline great major league hitter.
Mostly in Chicago, though.
Mostly, although, but like I said, 34 homers here. Followed that with 18 and 27. That ain't bad, Bob.
No, especially now. You'd take that in a heartbeat now.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
I'm sad now.
Me too.
Left field might be an argument. I went with Marte.
How about Brian Giles? Are we talking...
What position is Brian Giles?
Left field.
Left field.
Brian Giles.
So, it wasn't a long stretch, but it was...
I mean, Marte had, in those playoff years, Marte had some
he was really
big
good.
Seasons.
Well, and he was a great defender, too.
And he was a Gold Glove winner.
Yes.
And he wait was a, gold a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let me just go back. I got to double check Brian
But
Giles,
hold on a second.
In 15, 30 doubles, 19 homers, 81 RBIs, 27 stolen bases, and a Golden Glove for Marte.
He was really, really good, but guess who the Pirates' career leader is? Last I checked, the Pirates have had some pretty good hitters since Ron Cook started covering them in 1888. Who's the
the Alleghenies.
Who's the career leader in slugging percentage for the Pittsburgh Pirates?
I'm going to guess Giles.
All right, here we go.
At 591. Who is the career leader in OPS of Clemente, Stargell, Parker? Who's the career leader?
All right, here are the 4 years that come to mind here. 39 home runs, 115 RBI. 35 home runs, 123 RBI. 37 home runs, 95 RBI. 38 home runs, 103 RBI. I'm sorry, he has to be it. It's only 4 years he was here, but...
Jeff is making the argument based on all-around contribution, aren't you, Jeff?
And the success of the team.
Yes.
All right, but...
But I'm going with Giles.
I mean, you could go with Jason Bay.
Jason Bay doesn't even get mentioned here. Right, he was really good here. A couple 30 home run seasons, but Giles was literally one of the Pirates' greatest hitters ever.
Bay had a higher WAR than Giles.
Holy ostrich milk.
I forget
For
that
those,
trade.
I love that.
What happened after? He goes to the Mets, right? Is that where he
Who's
went?
That?
Bay.
Limits or was it Boston?
Boston Red Sox.
Boston.
Who did they get back in that trade?
Now, hardly anybody, Bob. Hardly anybody. Limits, can you milk an ostrich?
Honestly, I don't know. What I don't know the anatomy of the ostrich.
Can you fall in love with an ostrich
scenes,
like the
one
woman
of the great
in
scenes
Miami
to meet the parents,
the
right?
That's right. If you love the dolphin,
you
like
love the dolphin,
had,
you can
right.
milk an ostrich. And if
I
you
have,
do that, is that considered something that it shouldn't?
Mm.
You don't want to.
No, I don't want to do that. I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me? Right, Jeff?
Yes. Great line. Cutchin Center. Let's move
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
yes.
I went with Polanco and Wright.
Wow, my
Holy
guy Gregory
horse
Polanco.
Bob.
He was my favorite player, my favorite young prospect.
On the surface, I don't think I can do that.
I mean, your other guys are Travis Snyder, Lastings Millage, Jose Tabata, Xavier Nady, John Vanderwall.
Oh, you know what the problem is here? I think on our teams, we just went three outfielders.
Okay.
And a DH.
Yeah, if you're putting them based on who played where.
Okay,
which
so
is,
yeah, if you're talking
which
right
is why
field.
Sanchez was a third baseman based on his season.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's that's a good point. Although again, we mentioned three positions here, Jeff. Third base, first base, and right field.
Wait a
that
second.
That have had
Jeff.
Multiple people.
What about Brian Reynolds?
Reynolds is my DH.
But Brian Reynolds spent most of his
because
time.
Because he's played every outfield
every
position.
Not right field is the first time here, right?
And if you looked at him just as a right fielder for this year, he wouldn't be on any list.
All right, Reynolds as the DH, that's fine. Can I shift anybody to right field to replace? I can't have Gregory Polanco on any all-time team.
Well, you could put Giles out there then.
I'll put Giles in right field.
Well, you may as well.
Maybe Garrett.
I was staying strict to the positions that they play.
I respect that.
I would put Jason Bay as my DH.
I might put Reggie Sanders in right field, if that's the case.
No.
Giles was their opening day right fielder 1 year, Bob. You didn't know that.
But I know him mostly as a left fielder.
I know.
We're getting nitpicky here now if we're going to start doing that.
Right-handed
Bob
starter.
Bob just criticized you, Jeff, for
no,
being
I'm
nitpicky.
Just saying.
It's all right.
But I also said third, first, and right. All have had so many different people because they haven't found the person to be that, 10-year player, 12-year player. That's what they need to find more of.
Polanco did have that one huge year.
Yeah, he did.
16.
I'll never forget sitting down the first baseline, and they were facing Clayton Kershaw, lefty on lefty, and Polanco crushed a homer. I just remember looking up, watching it fly.
Here's the thing I'll always say about Polanco. His teammates loved him.
Yeah.
Loved him, and he tried as hard as anybody. There were just times where it looked like trying to walk was a challenge.
I just remember slide. Yeah, slide was one of them. Yeah. What it did
and
to
the
him.
Time he fell down in, was that?
Right field. Yep.
He was like a baby deer.
All right.
That ended the game.
Right-handed starting pitcher.
Holy bird.
I'm going to go Paul Skeens, even though it's still.
I'm going to go A.J. Burnett.
I went A.J. Burnett as well.
This is, this is Cole. Incomplete.
Cole
I still think by the end of the
25
years already ended, and I can't do this, right?
What?
You're doing quarter century, so this would go beyond a quarter century, so I can't take Paul Skeens yet, based on those other guys.
You could.
I mean, we're still in the quarter century.
Who do you take, Limits?
It's
Garrett?
1 year, basically.
Garrett Cole?
I would take Cole, just because it's not been a long enough sample size for Paul Skeens, even though Burnett for a couple of years was just so good, Cole was more dominant.
How about in three seasons, A.J. Burnett won 35 games, a 3.34 ERA, and 532 strikeouts.
How about that, Limits?
Three seasons.
Does that change your mind, Limits?
No, but I do think that, it's close between those two guys for sure.
Next.
Left-handed starter.
I mean, the guy who had the best season off the top of my head was the old laundry cart kicker. What's his
Perez.
Name? Yeah, Perez.
Perez.
But I'm going to take Liriano.
I went with Liriano as well. That's Bob.
I'd have to. But I forgot.
I mean, that was the
laundry cart. Did that?
Isn't he the last multiple-year free agent they've signed?
No, Ivan Nova.
Nova was after him, but he did a three-year. He was probably the last three-year guy.
3 years, 39
million. I don't think they've
million.
Given 3 years to anyone, have they, in the past 25 years?
And he was
years.
A huge piece of them. Getting
huge
to the next level.
He won the greatest game of the quarter century, the wild card game. Liriano did.
So Hurdle's the manager, no doubts there, right?
Yeah, that's Jim Tracy. Oh my God, you just reminded me of something. Someone came in here earlier today. Today's the 24-year anniversary of McClendon ripping first base out of the ground. Where were you guys for that?
I didn't see it live. I think
we went over there to like we often do with the producers. We walk over. And see a few innings. I think it happened during that time.
I think
we were there.
I was producing the game on AM, like running the board for the game when it happened. And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Like you couldn't believe what had just happened.
It was so great. I was at the game. However, I missed it.
How many F-bombs flew between him and Paul Meyer after that?
Oh, my
game?
God.
I used to love Paul Meyer.
You were trying to edit.
He was the best. He was the best. I went to get ice cream. I was with my friend Vince Pallotta, and then only caught the last thing I saw was McClendon with the first base bag tucked under his arm, walking back down the dugout.
See,
steps.
I think those are
what a great moment.
I love it, and you endear yourself to the fan base by doing stuff like that. You know,
Limits was 1 year
Kelly
old.
I think Don started. He's already had what, four ejections. I mean, he didn't waste any time.
I mean, if there's going to be another manager that might take a base out, Don Kelly would be on that list.
He has the nice guy slash snap persona going. Very nice man, but a snap. There's definitely a snap factor somewhere in there.
Let's end with this one because there's so many ways you could go. Closer.
Melanson.
I would say Mark Melanson. That's the first thing.
Wow, I thought there would be some debate. No, I'm Melanson. With Melanson too.
Yeah, Melanson had too long of a stretch.
Name the Pirates all-star closers since 2000.
Wrong.
Grilly. Melanson.
Melanson.
Bednar.
Bednar.
Hammerhand.
Mike Williams.
Joe Hammerhand, too, yeah. Mike Williams, another good pick.
Tony Watson, but he wasn't a closer.
He got an all-star.
He did go.
Was Velasquez an all-star?
Yep.
Where's he now?
Matt Capps. Matt Capps.
Yep, that's him. That's them.
Thank you, Bob. I named more than you.
You named them all, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Or a team, that has won so few games... have had so many closers.
Maybe that's why. There's no pressure on them, so every time they come in, they pitch well.
Except there was pressure on
Melanson. Because none of the games matter. Except Melanson, right?
Melanson, in 267 games, had a 1.80 ERA, 0.92 whip, and 130 saves.
And a team record 51 saves 1 year.
Yeah, that's why he was
their last playoff
the choice.
Year.
That's the first name to come to my head for sure. He had a longer stretch of it. Yeah, Velasquez is... Where is he?
Yeah, that's...
He got arrested.
I know, but where is he?
I don't know where he is. It's
doesn't matter.
Horrible story. Bob, how many MVP awards did Brian Giles win in his career, including Padres and Pirates? Wrong. None. What's next?
What is his home runs went from like 35 to 10, didn't they, when he got traded to San Diego?
He never reached... He had 38 his last year here, and he never reached more than 23. I'll tell you what, he had 119 walks 1 year.
Well, that was a good trade to get him from Cleveland. He was just he was
fabulous.
Stuck.
Fabulous
he was stuck
trade.
In Cleveland.
That's the kind of guy Limits. That's the kind of guy that Ben Cherington needs to identify. A 27-year-old Brian Giles stuck behind other people in another place with 16 home runs. And he bursts onto the scene here. Of course, some people think, oh, forget it, Jeff. Let's go next. What do we have next?
You want a break and then we can come back?
Yeah, we call it a brief intermission here. Limits used the term break one time during our show and he got in big trouble.
Intermission or interlude? Please stand by for this wonderful brief
Bob.
Intermission.
Whatever the amount of time that Limits needs to go track down Craig.
And try to do the show Monday?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever heard Bob do the Tyler Kennedy thing? Can you do it for Jeff?
No, I already did it. It's on tape.
Oh,
Austin will play it
here
for him
it
right
is,
now.
If Limits has this.
Tyler Kennedy! Kennedy!
That's pretty good. Did you hear Pony rip intern Dom and then intern Dom say thank you for that introduction? In his very... He has a very good sense of comedic timing, I think.
No, I did not.
And so right now, filling in, pinch hitting, is the very controversial intern Dom. How controversial is Dom? Well, when he was at Oakmont this weekend, people were coming up to him and saying things like, how dare you attack a legend like Bob Pompiani? How dare you say this was rock bottom for him and that he said something that was a career low point? Who are you? Since when are you Pittsburgh sports media's Siskel and Ebert, Dom? And yeah. So that's how you've made your name. That's how you've made a name for yourself. It's like Skip Bayless making a name for himself by just crapping on LeBron James every day on TV. So,
well, thank you for that introduction.
You're welcome.
That was very nice.
I'm telling you, either have that or you don't.
Right.
He has a sense of timing.
He does. He really does.
Little intern Dom. You like him, Limits?
I do like Dom. I think there's a misconception that I don't. I do like intern Dom, and I think he likes me too. We've become friends.
Good. All right, Jeff, what do we have next? You said you had another treat for us.
Well, after the intermission.
Yeah.
Top 25 pit players since 2000. See how many you can
Football?
Name. Football.
Any
Ooh.
Position.
See how many
Any
we can position. Name. Okay. I love games like that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Where's Jeff, Bob?
He was in the hallway. I don't know.
Linchpin of this whole segment.
Yes.
50-minute mark coming up, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at Awaken180weightloss.com. Limits, do you have a choice for that?
I think that the texters have dubbed me as social media's biggest loser for my Barry Bonds opinion. So
I love your Barry Bonds.
I thought you were winning that one.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you,
Bob. I didn't agree with it, but I'm just saying, I thought the texters agreed with you more.
I thought he made the whole show with his Barry Bonds opinion. Jeff?
I've got a quick question for you guys. How many number 32 Mavericks jerseys are we going to see this year with flag on them?
A million.
A million.
Yeah?
A million.
Do you guys buy into the fact that he's the next Bird, that he's going to be that type of player?
He seems like he can be. I mean, he's only 18 years old, and he's, I mean.
Here's the thing with him.
His elevation, he could run there. He could do everything at 6'9". Is that what he is, 6'9"?
Yeah. When Kyrie Irving returns from his knee injury, he's going to have two Hall of Famers who can still play.
Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving. And people will forget about Doncic for at least a little bit, I think, down in Dallas.
They might have a better year than the Lakers.
Doncic has lost a lot of weight, though. He seems to be very committed.
Yeah. I mean, AD's got a lot of qualities that Cooper Flagg does.
Yeah.
It's just he can't stay healthy.
Right. That's the problem. Jeff, you have treats for us, don't you?
So we have the 25 best players since 2000 Pitt football. How many can you guys name?
Well, let's go 1, 2, 3, and then 3, 2, 1. So Limits, you get two in a row, and we'll see how many we can name before we go wrong. Bob, you go first, and he'll check them
out. I'll take Aaron Donald.
I'll take Larry Fitzgerald.
I'll take Shady McCoy.
You get another pick, Limits. It's a snake draft.
And I'll take Kenneth Pickett.
Up until that point, they were right in a row.
I'll take Darrell Revis. Thank you, Jeff.
I'm going to take... Wait a minute. You haven't given me a chance here.
Come on, Joe. We have a radio show to run here.
I'll take James Conner.
Great pick, Bob. I'll take Tyler Palka.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
What?
Nope.
There's another Tyler you could pick if you wanted to, and he'd be on your list. I bet he would be.
I will take that, Tyler. Give me Tyler Boyd.
Yes.
Holy bird follicles, Jeff. Tyler Palka led them to the Fiesta Bowl one year and had a high-powered offense under Walt Harris. All right, I'm stalling for time. HB Blades.
Yes.
That's a good pick.
Thank you, Bob.
I'm going to go Jordan Addison.
Yes.
He has to be, right?
Doesn't it?
Yep.
Brian O'Neill.
Yes.
Wow.
There we go.
You have two here.
Okay, Brian O'Neill, and I'm also going to say, there was another name that was on the tip of my tongue, and I can't remember.
Wrong.
Is Baldwin, the wide receiver, early 2000s on the list?
No.
Jonathan Baldwin.
Whoa, that's a rough one.
Is it my turn?
No. You're trying to usurp my turn, Bob. It's a snake draft. Antonio Bryant.
Yes.
Thank you.
I had that coming, but I'll take, Deion Lewis?
Yes.
He's on it? Okay.
I got a good one. Our very close friend, Doran Dickerson.
I was wondering when that was going to come up and if you guys were going to be sitting there going, I don't know who, and Doran would be available.
I thought about saying it.
Doran Dickerson, an All-American.
Yeah.
I might add. Limits, it's your turn.
Well, you stole my thunder going to say Doran at that point, but.
You said you were going to say it earlier.
Deion Lewis?
Bob said
it. I did that.
Bob already said Deion. Okay. There's another offensive lineman.
I got a guy. Maybe now we could just do it randomly.
Sure, that works.
Just blurt things out randomly. How many more do we have to go?
Kalijah Kancey.
Good pick.
Great pick.
He has to be because he was right?
Yep.
Wait. Scott McKillop.
Yes.
Yes, he should be on the list.
Ben Sauls.
Yes. No. Oh, Ben Sauls should be
no
on the list.
No kicker love.
Why don't we like kickers?
Wait.
Kickers are so important.
What about the guy who won the game at Clemson?
Chris Blewett.
Chris Blewett.
He can't be on there if Sauls isn't on there.
Ray Graham.
Ray Graham is a good pick.
Honorable. All those guys
Rod
that
Rutherford.
You just mentioned were honorable mentions.
Prince El Brockenbro. Nate Byam.
Nate Byam could be on the list. He was on my mind.
Honorable mention.
Greg Romeus.
Honorable
Shawn
mention.
Shawntay Spencer.
No.
The safety used to crush people. Elijah Fields.
Elijah Fields, right.
No?
No, because he didn't have a great – I mean, he came in with all kinds of hype.
I know.
There's a number of
Jeff
defensive
Ota.
Ends. You're
Jeff
missing.
Ota.
There, that's one.
Oh,
yes.
I got
defensive
one, Bob.
Ends.
Jeff Ota.
There's a number
ends.
Of defensive ends.
The guy who used to crush people a couple of years ago. What was his name, Bob? Limits.
The poor guy that used to crush people? You need a little bit more detail than that.
No,
Paris
defensive
Ford?
End. No,
Dream.
Defensive
ends.
Defensive
ends. Dream?
Dream.
Oh, the guy who threw somebody through a window.
Oh, there's that, but.
Who threw the guy through the window?
Yes.
I remember that situation.
You
I don't
might
remember
say,
the name.
You might say he sheared the glass.
Sheared. Yeah, Cleveland Brown fame.
Yeah.
After Pittsburgh.
He was defensive player of the year in the Big East.
His coach, Wani, was also very defensive about any questions asked about him.
Oh, you're right about that.
Jabal Sheard.
Yeah. Is there another one? Defensive end?
Yes. There's a couple.
Why can't I think of them, Jeff?
He might be a dream weaver.
Rashad Weaver.
Dreamweaver. There were two other defensive linemen.
Can you finish that song?
I forget that. I
there were two I other defensive linemen. That
try
come
it.
Through.
Just try dream.
Dream.
I believe Weaver, you can,
I believe you can take me through the night. That's not it. That's
yeah, it is. That's the wrong lyrics. How many
Jalen
more?
Jalen Twyman.
Nah.
I wouldn't have come up with his name.
How many more do we have to go?
Seven.
Seven more players?
Yep.
This is embarrassing, Bob.
How many did we need the name?
I got one, Jeff. Clint Session.
No.
Ben DiNucci.
No.
I mean, he was good.
Nate Peterman.
There's a guy playing.
Eli Holstein.
No. There's a guy playing in the NFL that's played with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Oh, a guy, Jordan Whitehead.
Yes.
Nice pick, Bob. Real nice.
I forgot about him.
There's
He's
another
from
guy.
Beaver County area. I should know that.
If I say this play, his name should immediately come to your guy's mind. Jet Sweep.
Oh, the Henry
guy.
Henry.
Devin. Ah! What was his name? Henderson.
Quadri Henderson.
Quadri Henderson.
What about Henry Hynoski because of what he ran? You said Jet Sweep. I thought of a guy who has all those abilities just run around.
We said Shady. We said Dion. Was Ray Graham on the list? No.
No.
What about the guy from TJ that kept hitting himself in the head with his helmet?
All right.
Nate Stanielson.
No, but TJ Clemmings is on the list.
He is?
Okay.
Is this a list you just put together?
Or it's a list that of the 20.
Bob, you're asking personal questions.
It has been a consulted list.
A consulted list. Okay. I think we got most of them.
Let me give you the rest.
Yes. Is Pat Bostic on the list?
We still have four more minutes left. I want you to give us clues.
Man. Fourth in Pitt history in sacks. Second team All-American.
What? What years? Brandon.
He had a 5-sack game.
What years? Who was his coach?
Might be a certain mustachioed man.
Wani. A sack artist.
Second team All-American.
Under Wani. And it wasn't Jabal Sheard. It wasn't Greg Romeus?
No.
I don't know. I give up.
I give up.
Juan
too.
Price.
Oh, that's a good one.
I remember
one.
His name Price. Now that you said it. But
that's a real good one.
There's a lot of these as you're going through. I didn't write down the year to be
I'm going to get the next one. Give me a clue.
Punter.
Oh, ooh. Lee.
Andy Lee.
Great call, Bob.
Punter, you didn't give the kicker
but
any
no,
credit.
But no, Ben Sauls.
How come they have none? Ben Sauls was
no
one of
Chris
most accurate.
Chris Blewett?
Actually, Alex Kessman was better than both of them, stat-wise.
Yeah, but Chris.
You wouldn't have guessed that, Joe.
Sauls.
Huh?
Holy horse.
Now, if you're talking about two games, Sun Bowl, Sauls, Blewett, Clemson.
Yeah.
Billy Stull.
If you're talking about moments.
Billy Stull.
Billy Stoll.
I thought he was good.
He was good.
He was. Now there's two more that are on the list.
What positions?
Center and linebacker. The center is as much for the story and number of games.
I remember who he was.
And being a all-conference every
Stumpy
year.
Stumpy was his nickname. No, Gimp. What was his nickname?
Stumpy and Gimpy.
Gimpy. I interviewed the guy for the Seibel show.
He got to know Kenny very Gimpy. Intimately.
Oh, he's the guy that didn't call me back on Kenny's draft day.
Oh, Jimmy Morrissey didn't
Jimmy
call
Morrissey.
You back?
Jimmy Morrissey. That's exactly right. Yeah.
And then one more. All right. Do you guys want Clemson?
So that game against Clemson.
I know who it was. I know who it was. It was Gimpy, a fullback, wasn't
linebacker.
It?
Quadri Olson. Linebacker, Clemson.
I can't think of it. I only think of...
Recent.
Recent?
Baldonado.
No. Linebacker, Clemson, recent, NFL.
Trenton Simpson for
Tampa
Clemson.
Bay.
Oh. Oh, crap.
I can't think of his name.
You
I know,
wouldn't
I
call
know.
Him a madam... But maybe a sir.
Oh, sir.
Servassier Dennis.
Yes, Servassier Dennis.
Dennis the Menace.
Jeez. I mean, we had him in the studio three different times, but I couldn't remember.
Now we're boiling in a vat of shame. Thank you, Jeff.
Sir,
that was great.
Yeah, that was fun.
I loved that.
Thank you, Jeff.
What was your favorite Pitt game? 13-9 or just 43-42 or the first Penn State
win? I would say Clemson. It depends on how you look at it. Upsetting West Virginia always has it's
what about the
spot.
Penn State upset here?
Yeah,
on
but
the,
I think
the
doing Clemson down Death Valley, if you do that, where they were ranked and everything, that's...
Who saw that coming?
Yeah.
Not me, but I'm not going to overcomplicate it. It's 13-9.
Yeah. And I feel bad because Crowley asked me this morning, like, what's the loudest stadium I ever heard? And I said, Milan Puskar that day. And then it was the quietest stadium I ever heard.
I agree with that.
I mean, both. Except for a few Pitt fans.
What a night it was.
Unbelievable.
A night that shall live in infamy. For Adam Crowley. Sunny today in a high of James Harrison, 92. Sounds like good weather for Bob to golf, but I'm going to be on the tee in an hour and a half.
I'm not going to be golfing, but you are.
I'm headed out to Totter Ridge.
There's a major traffic jam on going out that way, though. I didn't want to spoil your day, but I just did.
Is there?
No, just kidding.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Did I take care of all my...
No.
What?
What's cooking?
Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester. And Joe, what time is it?
I already did the time
I don't think
thing.
You did.
Yes, I did.
Do it again.
I don't think you did, Joe. I would have remembered that.
All right. It's 1:50. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums. 724-443-5610. And I did the 50-minute mark. Don't tell me I didn't. Love you, Limits.
Love you. See you tomorrow.
Thank have
you.
A great round of golf.
Thanks, guys.
When we see you.
Hit them well.
Oh, you won't see me tomorrow.
No, I won't see you tomorrow. Joe is off tomorrow.
I'm at the Colony Starkey Classic, the golf classic at Foxburg.
I would hope you'd remember
That's
your own classic.
That's a great golf club, by the way, right? That's one of those historic places. You will thoroughly enjoy it. Good night.
Good night.
I would have enjoyed it more if you had taken up your invitation, Bob.
I can't.
Tomorrow is the NHL draft. The Penguins will have the 11th and 12th picks.
You're homesick?
He has to call in. No, he wants you to call in sick.
Oh, I could do that. I'm sorry, Limits. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. The Penguins have the 11th and 12th pick in the first round of the draft. That's tomorrow. The second to seventh rounds will be on Saturday at noon. More headlines are at 93.7thefan.com. That's where you can find everything great that Jeff has written. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. PMT next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.